This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Fighting intensified Saturday for Lysychansk, Ukraine's last bastion in the strategic eastern portion of Luhansk. This while blasts shook a southern city after the civilian toll from Russian strikes climbed in towns well behind the front lines. Rodion Mirashnik, ambassador to Russia of the pro-Moscow self-styled Luhansk People's Republic, told Russian television that, quote, Lysychansk has been brought under control, unquote, but added, unfortunately, it is not yet liberated. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that life in some parts of Ukraine is returning to normal, but also urged the populace not to forget the war is still raging on. He said, quote, in many home front cities there is now a feeling of relaxation, but the war is not over. Millions of Ukrainians are suffering from acute shortness of food, water, shelter, and other basic needs. Lisha Slein reports from VOA.
The Ukrainian crisis also is having a global impact. Russian ships are blockading Ukraine's Black Sea ports, preventing the country from exporting its wheat and grain to the Middle East, North Africa, and parts of Asia. The United Nations warns this is causing a global hunger crisis. World Food Program Deputy Emergency Coordinator Kate Newton says without the Black Sea ports, it is not possible to get anywhere close to the export levels Ukraine needs.
However, we're doing everything we can, which means by road, by rail, and now by river, to try to get close to the maximum output. And at the moment, we think it's about 1 million metric tons a month, and maybe we can push up to 2 million, but we urgently need access to the Black Sea.
This is VOA News. An industrial support ship operating in the South China Sea has sunk in a storm, with over two dozen crew members feared dead. AP's Karen Shamas reports.
Rescue planes and helicopters were dispatched to the area, with at least three crew members being brought to safety. Emergency services footage showed one crew member being airlifted onto a rescue helicopter as wild waves lashed below them. The accident occurred about 186 miles south of Hong Kong. Hong Kong's flying service said that crew members were negotiating difficulties brought on by severe tropical storm Chaba. The storm was packing maximum winds of 68 miles per hour. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said Saturday that the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade was outrageous. She described the ruling as the first time in U.S. history that a recognized constitutional right had been taken away from American women. In remarks at the Essence Festival of Culture in the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the vice president said, quote, what essentially has happened is the statement has been made that the government has a right to come in your home and tell you as a woman what you should do with your body, end quote. The landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case had legalized abortion nationwide. Now, access to the pill has become a key battle in abortion rights, with the Biden administration preparing to argue states can't ban a medication that has received Food and Drug Administration approval. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The use of abortion pills has been the most common method to end a pregnancy since 2000, when the FDA approved the main drug used to carry out the procedure. A South Dakota law has now taken effect that threatens felony punishment for anyone who prescribes medication for an abortion without a license from the State Board of Medical and Osteopathic Examiners. Planned Parenthood of Montana this week stopped providing medication abortions patients who live in states with bans, it said, to minimize potential risk for providers, health center staff, and patients. One abortion rights advocate notes enforcing such bans are logistically difficult, but says their purpose is to scare people away. I'm Ben Thomas.
Libya's rival leaders were under growing street pressure Saturday after protesters stormed parliament as anger exploded over deteriorating living conditions and political deadlock. Libyans, many impoverished after a decade of turmoil and sweltering in the soaring summer heat, have been enduring fuel shortages and power cuts of up to 18 hours a day, even as their country sits atop Africa's largest proven oil reserves. And recapping our top story, fighting is intensified Saturday for Lysychansk, Ukraine's last bastion in the strategic eastern province of Luhansk. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.